When I was in college, I remember lamenting, it's probably the outcome of the Civil War, and I remember lamenting to my teacher how unfairly it seemed that historians recalled things that we knew weren't true, but were written now as truth, revisionists, you know, how they revise history. And my teacher said to me, I remember him saying this distinctly, he said, you know, he said, it doesn't in a sense matter if it's right or wrong. What happens is the winner of the conflict writes the rules. And I would add to that, they also write the books. And so that's unfortunate, because what's happened is history is completely rewritten, basically, especially in this age when it seems like the godless rule the world. But, you know, whether it's the Mayflower Compact, whether it's George Washington, or to some extent, you know, our founding fathers, many, many of them, godly Christian men, and if you read about them, you would think they were terrible people. All these things that are basically just made up. There's no evidence to substantiate most or any of the things that they write about these good men, even Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. But today I want to talk about a revision of a Christian novel, and I have mentioned this about 5 or 6 years ago, but Daniel Defoe, who was a writer in England, we'll talk a little bit about his life, but he wrote a grand Christian novel by the name of The Life and Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. Now, if you would go find that book today, not in our library, I think we have the original unabridged copies, but if you go to a typical bookstore and buy that, you will read it. The revisionists have stripped out all the Christianity and made it just a novel. And many of you that haven't read it might not even know that's more than a story of just a man who was shipwrecked on a desert island. But it's actually a great Christian novel. And Daniel Defoe was born in 1661 in England, in London. He was born into a dissenting family. He was not saved until later. But they lived in very trying times, as we've talked about this. But Charles II was on the throne. It is said that at an early age, Daniel became intimately acquainted with the scriptures, because during that part of the reign of Charles II, the nation feared that he would bring back in the Catholic Church, and that would eventually mean that Bibles would become very rare as they took the Bibles out of the hands of the common people. And so many honest people employed themselves in copying the Bible into shorthand. And young Daniel Defoe spent a lot of time in his young life applying himself to that. So he was saturated with scriptures at an early age as he copied the Bible. And in the course of his life, he became a great satirist, and that got him into a lot of trouble with the government over the years. He spent time in and out of jail. Actually, on January 10, 1702, the government advertised that they were offering a $50 reward for anyone who would assist Her Majesty in apprehending him. As soon as he was discovered and thrown into jail, actually spent 3 days on the pillory in public humiliation. But he eventually became saved. He was gloriously saved and declared his faith and declared himself a Baptist. In fact, another historian writes that Defoe, he was writing about the persecution of the Baptists, and he wrote that Defoe, a staunch Baptist, who even called upon his brethren annually to commemorate by a standing law among themselves that great day of their deliverance, when it pleased God to tread down persecution, oppression, church tyranny, and state tyranny under the feet of the law, and to establish the liberty of their consciousness, which they had so long prayed for, and in a public and legal toleration. Now, what they're referring to is during the reign of William and Mary, there was an early attempt at religious freedom called the Act of Toleration, and Daniel, as a Baptist, really welcomed that move by the government to tolerate these denominations that were not allowed in England until that time. But anyway, we go back to The Adventures, Life and Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. So that book was written in 1719, and actually that book, if you read it, is, as I said, a great Christian novel. It glorifies the gospel. There's between 20 and 22 direct quotes of scripture in that novel, and the storyline tells a very interesting story about this man that was shipwrecked. But then while he was shipwrecked, It tells about his salvation. And really, it's almost, one author has said, it's written in superb fundamentalist Baptist language. And I want to read a part of this novel to you that you will not find at Barnes & Noble. I took the Bible, and beginning in the New Testament, I began seriously to read it. I found my heart more deeply and sincerely affected with the wickedness of my past life. And I'm cutting out pieces here, but I'm revising myself here a little bit for time's sake. I was earnestly begging God to give me repentance. When it happened providentially that very day that reading the Scriptures, I came to these words, "He is exalted a prince and a savior to give repentance and give remission." I threw down the book and with my heart as well as my hands lifted up to heaven in a kind of ecstasy of joy. And I cried out loud, "Jesus, thou son of David, Jesus, thou exalted prince and savior, give me repentance." This was the first time I would say in the true sense of the words that I prayed in all my life. For now I pray with a sense of condition and with true scripture view of hope found on the encouragement of the word of God. And from that time, I may say that I began to know that God would hear me. Now this is Robinson Crusoe praying in that book and becoming saved in that book. That book is permeated with the gospel. Later in that book, you remember the story, if you do, he finds a native of that island, and he names him Friday. And what you might not know is he becomes, as he matures as a Christian, he leads Friday to the Lord and then disciples him and helps him grow as a Christian. In fact, when they're rescued at the end, Caruso makes the comment as a character in the book that Friday had grown into a stronger Christian than even he was by some of the comments that he was saying as they were rescued. And so it's a very interesting book. But the revisionists have taken the very heart of the book out of that book, and it's a kind of a sad thing. But it would be enjoyable to you to find an original, an unabridged version, which I'm sure is even in our bookstore, and read that, because it would just thrill your soul to read what we thought of as just an adventure novel was actually a deeply Christian novel. And so Daniel Defoe died in 1734. Interestingly enough, he's buried just a few feet from John Bunyan, two dissenters that wrote perhaps two of the greatest books of the last 300 or 400 years. And if you're ever in London, it'd be worth your time. It's kind of hard to find, even with a GPS, but to find the cemetery where these men are buried and to look at what, actually they were buried in what was called the Baptist Corner in the back of the cemetery for a while, because that's the only place Baptists could be buried. But that they're moved to the front now, as they are very well known. And right across the street is Wesley's home and church. Very interesting little corner there of London. And if you ever get to London or laid over there, just take a little bit and try to find that. It's very, very fun historical time there. But, I just thank the Lord for this historical novel and this man, Daniel Defoe, who was not a godly man, of course, in his early life, but was saved, and God gloriously saved him, and he was quite a witness for the Lord until he died. All right, if you'll come, we will.